That's what I like to call.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Adam from Maroon 5.
This is Kings of Leon.
This is the fabulous Marlboro St. Mary's Primary School radio station. Listen to me now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first radio roundup. The Year 6 House Captains will host each episode. So let's introduce ourselves. I am Ollie Dillon, Dragon House Captain.
Hi, I'm Torin Wilson, Phoenix House Captain.
Hi, I'm Etzel, also Phoenix House Captain.
Hello, I'm Natalia, Griffin House Captain.
This episode, we will be finding out what Key Stage 1 have been learning about this term.
Firstly, we'll be heading to Year 1, where they have been learning all about the Great Fire of London. Take away, Orson.
So, once upon a time, in 1666, London was a city. The houses were made out of wood, and the roofs were made out of straw. One day, Thomas Cranmer was forgot. He ran a bakery. So one day he forgot to put the fire out. And soon, some people say that he forgot to sweep out the oven, or some people say that ashes spread across the floor, quickly starting the fire. Then, Thomas Cranmer and the maid and everyone else was fast asleep upstairs, but then soon they managed to escape. But the maid was the first one to be killed by the fire. But luckily the rest of the family had made it out before the fire caught them. Soon the fire spread really quickly because of the wind. A person named Samuel Pepys, he was worried, and he was a diary writer. In those days, people didn't have phones, so they writed diaries. There was a king at the time, and his name was King Charles II. We have King Charles III now. Samuel Pepys went in his canoe down the River Thames to warn the king. He suggested that they should pull down the houses. But first, they had to ask the mayor, Sir Thomas Bludworth, so they could pull down the houses. But then the houses were up in flames. Samuel Pepys was very scared that his house would catch on fire, so he moved out. When they tried to pull down the houses, they still did not put down the fire. And then Fish Street went up in flames. Soon, the fire was spreading so fast. The wind was blowing hardly. And the equipment that they used to try and blow out the fire was, so they used hooks. I was telling you about later about to call a fire break, and they used little things that were wooden carts, and they had a big round like a hot tub but without a bit, and they had to push really hard on one side and then another to get the water out. It wasn't very easy. The fire lasted for 4 days until it stopped. Samuel Pepys was surprised to see that his house didn't catch fire, and there was only six people only died. So they were lucky. And we're coming to the end at the story. You will have to hope that your town won't catch on fire. Bye.
This is Marlboro St. Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.
What fantastic knowledge. Thank you, Awesome.
Next up, we'll be heading to Year 2, who will be sharing some of their amazing nativity songs with us.
Sit back and enjoy.
This week we have been performing our nativity. Here are two favourite songs.
The Son, and you'd call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of Most High. His kingdom will never end.
This is Adam from Maroon 5.
This is Kings of Leon.
This is the fabulous Marlborough St. Mary's Primary School radio station. Listen to me now.
I'm guiding the wisest man. I'm
is Marlborough St Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.
Wow, thank you, Yeti, for those great songs. I really enjoyed watching their nativity play. Did you, Torin?
Yes, it was brilliant and really got the whole school into their Christmas spirit.
I couldn't agree more, Torin. Last up in this episode.